Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You may have seen this video that went viral, and it happened in Spokane, where a man went into cardiac arrest during comedian Drew Lynch's show.
Oh, hey, everything okay?
Oh, no.
Is there a medic in the house at all?
The video is just bonkers.
I was shook up watching the video. Drew is going to actually be at the Tacoma Comedy Club this weekend, and he joins us now. Drew, what an experience that was, probably unlike anything else you've ever experienced on stage.
Yes, it was one of the craziest things that has ever happened. Not that I'm saying it's a common occurrence that people pretend to have a heart attack in order to get out of seeing the rest of my show. It seems to happen every weekend at this point, so we're not even sure if this is valid, what happened.
Everyone wants that social media clout now, Drew. I don't know what.
I know. I'm sick of it. It's becoming my thing. I'm the comedian where people leave.
They can leave life. No. Thankfully, yeah. The guy's okay, though, huh?
Yeah, he is. And he's awesome. Honestly, the day after that happened, my friends and I, we went to go see him in the hospital and just kind of, you know, just meet him, cheer him up, finish the show. Just get to know him and his family. And, you know, we pretty much text every day since then, wow. The guy and I. And I told him, I was like, I'm going to be really, really annoying the next, you know, few weeks because I want to know how you're doing. I really want to know, you know, why you left and how rude that was. You know, how rude it was to just peace out and just task me with getting the show back on track. What a job. I was so mad at him.
Did he get a free ticket out of it? Was that part of the plan, too?
Absolutely not. I'm charging him double next time.
Trying to steal the show like that? How dare he?
What a jerk.
Yeah.
It was, Drew, unbelievable how quickly, though, the crowd kind of sprung into action. You had a couple nurses in the crowd that were performing CPR. I mean, what a story. And just the way that you reacted and the way that you thanked the crowd, that was part of what was so just meaningful watching that video back.
Thanks, but it really has nothing to do with me at all. I mean, I mean that genuinely. It was just like the people in the crowd, I mean, everyone just kind of fell into their role, and it was just so silently understood. Everything was just completely quiet, but still deliberate. I mean, people were like moving, people were started rearranging the furniture to make a path for when the paramedics did arrive. Someone and said, I'm gonna start performing CPR, and then another person said, I'll be your second, and then people were rotating in and out of taking compressions on him when somebody got tired, and then other people said that they were gonna monitor vitals. Someone else, we opened the doors out front to see if there was a car there out front. Then there was, so someone moved their car. So when the paramedics got there, they had a clear path. It was truly like being in like an operating room. Like, it was that quiet. I mean, it was that quiet, but that like busy. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. And I said this, and I meant it. It was just, I mean, it was like witnessing a miracle. Everyone just there was no time to hesitate and think about, oh, well, you know, do I know this person? Do I want to get involved? And am I aligned? Is it, you know, is there going to be some sort of precaution? Like, there was no ego about any of it. So it just you don't see that anymore. You really don't. You don't see people who even look up from their phone to help somebody. So the fact that no one was even on their phone, here's this thing that was like, there's an opportunity for someone to film or do it or whatever. No one did that. Everyone just understood what had to happen at that time. He was dead for over 5 minutes. He had no pulse. And then they revived him before the paramedics got there. Like, just before the paramedics got there, the town basically saved this guy. So yes, it's nothing like anything that's ever happened at a show, but it didn't have anything to do with me at all. It was just so beautiful to see.
And we're talking with Drew Lynch, who's going to be at the Tacoma Comedy Club this weekend. Go to TacomaComedyClub.com. But you say that, Drew, but like, had he been somewhere else, I mean, I, of course, woulda, coulda, you never know. But like, it's surreal to think that had he been anywhere other than your show, quite possibly the right people at the right time would have not been there for him.
Yeah, I mean, I could have been in Florida, you know? I could have been in Florida. That's what I keep saying. I wake up every day and I say that. I could be in Florida right now. It's true that the timing was everything. I mean, people talked about this too, is like, he could have had this heart attack, and had he gone to the show like the night before and then had the heart attack the day that he had it, he would have been in his home and no one would have found him until the next morning. So he would have died. I don't know. It's one of those things that's like, even the fact that we got to go see him in the hospital the next day, it wasn't about us. It was just about, like, you know, trying to cheer this guy up and how, like, what it is that we do can kind of, you know, make us feel like we're closer to one another. That's what was special. The fact that so many people had seen this video, like, you know, yeah, they're comics who were like, hey, I saw your video. And it's like, it's not my video. And that's not the point. The point of the video is like, dude, like, how cool is it that you get to see people perform CPR and it works successfully?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm taking a class this week to get reacquainted with CPR. So it's just so important.
This might be a strange question to ask you, Julian. Like, was it tough to get back on stage after that? Because, I mean, that is a traumatic thing to experience, to witness in front of your own eyes. Here you are performing, trying to bring joy to a lot of people, and you witness somebody, I mean, die for a second. Was it tough to get back on stage after that?
Yeah, it absolutely was. I mean, it was just tough just because I was so many comics up until this point have been like, how did you, you know, what were you thinking? Like, were you thinking of like the next line that you were going to use to try to, you know, kind of bridge the gap? And I honestly think it was the fact that no one was thinking about the next thing. No one was thinking anything past just getting him back to life. Like, that was it. There wasn't any thought of the show. There wasn't any thought of anything. And it really just made this beautiful, like, it like kind of sculpted into this whole other show that, you know, we didn't even think was going to be what it was because of the events that happened.
Plus, you gave a great premise for a future episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in like a real funny episode of Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. That's what Grey's Anatomy's always been missing, the comedy. Yes.
Drew Lynch is bringing his comedy to the Tacoma Comedy Club this weekend. Hopefully things will be quite a bit, you know, less eventful this weekend in Tacoma for you, Drew.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm used to it now, so I'm hoping that, you know, the stakes just keep raising, you know?
Two heart attacks.
We got to top this heart attack.
But yeah, if you don't have a heart attack, do not come to my show.
Well, you can give Drew a follow on Instagram, @TheDrewLynch, and get your tickets for the Tacoma Comedy Club at TacomaComedyClub.com.
Thanks, Karen. Appreciate that.
Well, dude, thank you so much for taking some time out, and have a great time in Tacoma, and hopefully we don't see you online for any crazy stories like this, though.
Yeah, stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Drew.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.